Hi, and welcome back to Real Estate Keeping It Simple. I'm Ray Dove with RE/MAX ESAB Brokers, Inc. And yes, it's MLS Real Estate Activity Stats time. We have the statistics for the month of March for 2023. And like I had thought it might turn out, the market has gone down in terms of inventory, which makes it a little bit more challenging for buyers looking to buy. And trust me, there are buyers looking to buy. In fact, there's a gentleman in my office who's working with a client on buying a condo in downtown Bellevue for $2.5 million. And they are going up against multiple offers. And even though interest rates are now, they've come back down from 7%, they're like at 6.8 for this week, buyers are want to buy properties, there's just none for sale. So I'm going to go through and give you kind of what's taking place for the month of March. And I think it's going to continue the month of April because it's as quiet as can be wherever we go. So ending in the month of March 2023, we're going to go through King, Snohomish, and King counties again in the Northwest MLS. So we're going to talk about residential and condominium homes that came on the market, sold, went pending. Listings come on the market in King County, 2,947. Total active at the end of the month was only 2,485. That change, it's up 78% from a year ago. However, pending sales were only at 2,364, and that was down 34% from a year ago. Closed sales, which is once again all the way through escrow, and everybody signed the papers and transferred ownership, we had 1,956 properties, and that's down 32%. The median house price was $760,000. It was only down 9% from a year ago. Everyone's waiting for the house prices to come down 20, 25, 30%, but we're not seeing it. We're seeing it down maybe 5, 10%, maybe. We have 1.27 months worth of inventory in King County. Remember, we talked on many, many podcasts, 4 to 6 months is a good measuring stick and a good pulse of the market that's good for both buyers and sellers. Less inventory, it's still better for sellers. And so we're not seeing these prices drop. In fact, I've heard in many cases where prices have actually continued to go up across the nation and here in the Seattle area. In Snohomish County, they had 1,051 properties go on the market. At the end of the month, they only had 769. Remember, that's houses and condominiums, which includes townhomes. That's up almost 49% from a year ago. The pending sales, though, are 977, which is down 37% from last year. Closed sales are only 850, and that's down 31% from a year ago. Their median house price is $680,000, and that's down 10%. But they've only got 0.9, less than a month's worth of inventory on the market. In Pierce County, new on the market is 1,144. Current active right now is 1,017. That's up 64% from a year ago. Pending sales, 1,243, and that's down 28% from last year. Closed sales, 1,028. That's down 20% from last year. The median house price is $516,000, and that's off 6% from a year ago. And they're at 0.99, less than a month's worth of inventory. Where a month or two, we're up to almost 2 months worth of inventory. People thought, oh, we're going to start seeing 3 or 4 months worth of inventory, but we're just not getting the spike going into a spring market, which actually our spring market typically starts like mid-February and then goes into February, March, April, and then it slows down right around tax season. And then people start getting ready for school, getting out in late May, early June. People planning on family vacations if they're going to take them in June, July. And historically, as long as I've been in the business, the summer months have always been very, very, very slow trying to get homes sold. So that might be the best time to actually look if you're a buyer, but we don't know if that's going to repeat because these last 3 years have been totally different than what we've seen trends over the last 30, 40 years. So again, if you're a home seller and you're looking to sell your home, this would be a good time to do so. But get it ready. Have it look nice. price it to what the market says it's worth based on most recent sales. And when I say most recent sales, I would go back probably 90 days. I wouldn't go back any further than that because the market changes so much, and interest rates 1 week are at 7 or above 7, and the next week they're down at 6.8. And I know as a buyer, if you can make an offer on a home and you're not competing with other offers, then you know you might be able to get the seller to help you offset some of the interest rate costs. You can buy down an interest rate for a year, for 3 years, and for the life of the loan. Of course, it costs money to do that, but you might have a willing seller where their property's been on the market 30, 60, 90 days. Again, this is the exception to the rule that homes have multiple offers, but we're seeing more and more of it. What we typically see now, our homes on the market 30, 60, 90 days, and then they may have priced it too high to start with, and then they've had to come off their price to what the market says it's worth. But that doesn't mean home prices have gone down 20, 30%. It just means that they tried to push the pricing. So I was talking to a seller the other day that had a piece of property they had with a competing real estate agent. They put it on the market for $777,000. It didn't sell after 30 days, so they canceled the listing. They reached out to me. They want me to put the property on the market. Okay, fine. We chatted about the market and all the things that are making up our market today. And they said, okay, but we want the man three for it now. I'm saying, excuse me? You couldn't get it sold at $777. Now you want a million three? Well, I'm not interested in working with you if you want $600,000 more than you're asking for and nobody stepped up to the table. Why would I work it and try to help you get it sold when you couldn't get it sold at a price $600,000 less? It reminds me of a time I had a listing. The seller was very upset at me. He felt I underpriced his home because when it came on the market, we had it listed for more than he paid for it. I told him what it was worth. We had an offer, strong offer. It was a very high-end level home. And he didn't believe that the people could afford the house, only to find out they were worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And he made that judgment call based upon how they were dressed when they showed up. So he blamed me for the sale failing. And so he took the home off the market, put it back on the market with somebody else, and raised the price $600,000. I had other competing agents that said, hey, what was wrong with that house? Why is it at your price? It was what pending, and then it disappeared. Now it's back at $600,000 more. Well, I followed that sale after it sold and closed, and come to find out, he sold it for less than what I said he probably could have gotten it. Not a whole lot less, but right around the price point that I thought would be the right price and at the price that we had on a sale. So I caution you as a seller that, yeah, it'd be great if we were back to a market 2 years ago. But even with that said, and I've talked about it before, your home's worth more today than it was 2 years ago, than it was 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Yeah, the prices have kind of settled down. We have a more gradual rate of inflation. You know, like on my previous podcast, when you look at appreciation over the last 10 years, we're averaging about 7-8% a year in appreciation. And that takes into account years where we had no appreciation. Then we had these 3 years where appreciation went through the roof. Still, at the end of the day, you can't change the location. If you're not willing, or there's no reason to change the condition of the property, the only thing you get to work with is either interest rates or price. And if you can't help somebody in the interest rates, you may have to help them on price. As a buyer, I'm going to reiterate for the 1,000th time here, get pre-approved for finance. Get credit approved, asset approved, employment approved, so that you're ready to make an offer on the property you want to see. Because if you take an offer to a seller, then you haven't gone that extra mile of getting approved for financing, and there happens to be another offer on the table, you would, just like they would, they're going to take the offer that they feel has a better chance of closing escrow in a timely fashion, because they too are trying to get from point A to point B. So if you don't have a lender, reach out to me. I've got somebody you could talk to. She's very good. She's been in the business a long time. My clients like doing business with her, whether you do business with me or not. Of course, I'd certainly love to earn your business as a seller and or a buyer's agent. So feel free to reach out to me. I'm Ray Dove, at Remax ESAB Brokers, Inc. You can email me at raydoveremax@gmail.com or call or text me at 425-681-8630. Hope you find this information important as you work through the process of buying or selling residential real estate. If you'd like a copy of these reports, feel free to email me, and I will send you the MLS reports as I get them, and I get them about this time every month. Hope you folks are having a great Easter weekend and being able to spend time with your friends and family. Again, thanks for listening.